Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Time for Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. It is 10:05 on the clock. How's everybody doing out there? Hope you're doing good, everyone. Thanks a lot for joining us. We're here to take your phone calls, items that you are looking for, items you want to sell. If there's a garage, a rummage sale out there, maybe a different event that you want to highlight, call up and let us know. You want to maybe talk a little bit of Badger football? We can do that, too, as we lead you up to that. Plenty to do this morning in this hour. And I have to warn you, I should start off right away warning you guys, I have not had coffee today. I know it's weird. I can't tell you the last time I went this long into the day and have not had coffee yet. I'm running on water and willpower. That is what I'm running on. So we'll have fun. This is going to be a fun show, right? We are actually going to get into some good stuff. We'll get into our schedule in a little bit. Go over our national day of calendar, maybe. I do want to talk a little bit in a preview the Wisconsin Badger game today, as it is homecoming in Madtown, as your Badgers are taking on Purdue. Big West matchup for the Big Ten. Got some preview of that. Actually got some interesting news regarding that with some of the recruits that are there at the game today in Madison. So I thought that'd be kind of interesting to go over, but that's only if we got the time. You guys fill the time. Call up 424-2600. Looking forward to it. Want to send a big shout out right away to all of the volunteers and members of the United Way that are out there right now in the Wisconsin Rapids area. You're going to see a bunch of orange shirts today. A lot of people helping out others in their lawns. Got going around 9 this morning. Now, a big shout out to them. Looks like another successful one. Things going well out there. Actually, I had a handful of cars in our parking lot here. I think they were doing one of the lawns near us. That was kind of cool. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel guilty not being out there. I do. I've been out there in the last handful of years. And this came up. Seth needed me to do the show, so here we are. But I am rooting them on. And want to encourage everybody to wave and cheer them on and certainly see other volunteer opportunities that you can find in this community, in your community, wherever you're listening to us. You can do that a lot of ways by going to the United Way. And our good friend Amy Fluno sent me over a volunteer opportunity right here. The Boys and Girls Club is looking for 2 to 3 mentors to donate an hour of their time once a week at one of their after-school programs in Nakusa, Port Edwards, or Wisconsin Rapids. Mentors will build relationships with their members through engaging in different activities at the club. These activities include playing board games with kids, helping kids with homework, or playing interactive games in the gym. The most active hours when mentors are needed are from 4 to 6. Mentors must fill out the volunteer application and pass a background check. You can become a mentor today. Reach out to the Boys and Girls Club and find out how you can do that. And thank you, Amy, and of course our friends at United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties getting that to us. Reach out to the Boys and Girls Club or the United Way to find out more about that. Taking a look at our schedule for today. Actually, I want to rewind for a second. I gotta get into this because we had high school football on our sister station, WIRI, yesterday. Fantastic game. Assumption 34, Pittsville 18. Next game at Blackhawk Warren on Friday for Assumption. Not as great of a game for a couple of our other local teams. Wausau West beat Wisconsin Rapids, LHS, 28-14. Ugh, don't like saying that. That's rough. Don't like it. Raiders get back in the win column. Port Edwards, 32. DeSoto, 56. Fun time of year in high school athletics. Anybody else getting excited about high school basketball season? Boys, girls, all of it. I don't care. Just give it to me. I want high school basketball. Can't wait. It's going to be good. Oh, I did also want to touch on this, because on this station right here, we, of course, had your Badgers on the radio. Back-to-back days of Badgers. Yesterday, around 6:30-ish, Wisconsin Badgers took on Minnesota Duluth and were victorious 5-2 on Wisconsin. And let's see here. And then a little bit later today, of course, you've got homecoming in Madtown. Wisconsin's homecoming game, taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. That game will be at 12:30. I know what you're saying. Well, James, over the back fence ends at noon. What are you going to do for a half an hour? Well, I did think about doing a couple of like extended monologues that I have lined up. I thought, you know, when's the last time anybody looked through the phone book? We could go through that together. I think I'm just going to play some music. I think we'll play some music. Get some music, some tailgate music going for you. Some music to get you ready for your Badgers. That'll be fun. Looking forward to it. I'd love to be able to take requests, but it has to be music we have in the system. Because I do not have the ability to load it while we're on the air here. But I guess, you know, you want to send me an artist or something like that, feel free. Otherwise, call up 424-2600. Join the conversation. A little bit later, we'll get into our mailbag and our news and notes items. Looking forward to that. Get into our schedule for the rest of the week in just a little while. I want to actually talk a little Badgers with you, though, first. This is a big one. Not only because it's homecoming, of course, but this is going to be a difficult Big Ten West matchup for the Badgers. Just coming off of a double overtime loss to Michigan State last weekend, Wisconsin defense needs to rebound from, it was about 34 points and almost 400 total yards. And that, you know, not only does that defense not take that lightly, but think about the arguably, if not the best defensive coordinator in college football in Coach Leonard. And now he's the head coach. You know that did not sit well. You know it was a long week for those players. A lot of drill running. A lot of tape watching. So I'm going to see how they do today. Go over some of the injury report, and we will touch on those recruits that are going to be in Madison today. Hopefully future Badgers. Get to all that in a moment. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Mark James.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I got some cutting boards left over from the farmer's market.
All
different
right.
Sizes and different prices. A good Christmas gift.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, you can get one for your mother.
I'm thinking that, yeah. You're a good salesman, Gary, good salesman. What's the phone
715-424-3694.
424-3694. Thanks for the call, Gary. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. If you're interested in those cutting boards, they are really nice. Give them a call, 715-424-3694, 424-3694. And thank you, sir. That you just showed the audience how easily it is done. Call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. So, yes, taking a look at your Badgers injury report, Chase Wolfe is out. Quarterback Chase Wolfe is out again, I believe. Outside linebacker Aaron Witt. Safety Hunter Wohler. Kicker Vito Calavalarso and Chez Malusi are all out, along with Hayden Rucci, Isaiah Mullins, and Preston Zachman. Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a Sanyo 22-inch TV, tube style, and it was used very little to give away. And we can drop it off, too, if somebody doesn't have a way to transport it. And it's for free.
Okay. And your phone number?
715-325-5648. And again, it's a 32-inch TV.
32-inch TV to give away at 715-325-5648.
Yes.
You have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. If you're interested in that, I mean, how many times are you going to hear a free TV? Come on. They're giving away a free 32-inch TV at 715-325-5648. We continue on looking at your Badgers here with a little bit of a closer look. Passing leader, of course, on the team is Graham Mertz. Mertz, 1,427 yards so far this season, 15 touchdowns. I don't think the stats are bad for him necessarily. It's more certain plays and at certain times of the game and making the right decisions, which literally every quarterback in human history, pretty much. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have some spaghetti squash and butternut squash that I would like to get rid of. I got rid of some last week, but I got a little bit more left, over. And the people would want to come out and get it and make an offer.
Okay.
And the number is 715, call me, 715-459-5654.
459-5654.
That's correct.
All right, we'll send some people your way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. If you're interested in that squash, give her a call, 715-459-5654, 459-5654. Braylon Allen, of course, I believe number 5 or number 4 in the country in rushing yards. Got 757, 8 rushing touchdowns. Interestingly, that some kind of consider that almost a down year so far. That's insane. He's a sophomore. And the kid's already almost, get out of here with that. Kid's going to be fine. I'll take him. Illinois's got a pretty dang good back in Chase Brown, but I'll tell you this. I'll take Braylon Allen any day of the week over just about anybody in the country, especially how young he is. That kid's just growing. He's still getting into it. Man, yeah, Braylon Allen's going to be fine. Some of the talking heads. I don't see here this in state. It's more the talking heads on the Mouse Network and places like that. Is Braylon Allen in a slump? Braylon Allen's fine. Braylon Allen's going to be fine. Might want to worry about some linebackers and some defensive backs out there. They got to tackle him, but I wouldn't worry about him. Defense, maybe a little bit. And he got a lot of moving. He got a lot of not only young talent there. But talent that didn't even have that much time last year. We're playing behind a lot of seniors, a lot of deserving seniors, certainly, who are getting a lot of those reps. This should be interesting. Another interesting prospect going on today is, well, the prospects. Badgers, of course, big one today, homecoming. Big Ten West, a team in your division, you need to win this game. There's no want to win it. You have to win this game. Especially after last weekend. And on top of that, it's a huge recruiting weekend in Madison. You got a bunch of 2023 scholarship kids here that are going to add to this team. They made this commitment to come here when Coach Christ was the head coach. And all these kids have stuck with the commitment. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to sign, but that is a good sign. And you certainly, these kids are in town. That doesn't mean you win, lose. That doesn't mean you're going to, if you win, they're going to resign. If you lose, they're not going to. But it don't hurt to win. Especially when you got these kind of kids there. There's this defensive end, Evan Herman. He's a multi-sport athlete out of Hamilton High School in Wisconsin. Many of you might have already heard of Evan. Been a frequent visitor this fall. One of the top players from the state in the 23 class. It's a tremendous frame. He's 6'6". Could play defensive end, could play linebacker, could play wherever you want him to. I mean, he's 6'6". Find somewhere to put him. He's an athlete. Kid looks great. Tight end and defensive end. This is one of my favorite things about recruiting, about just high school sports in particular. And you got a kid who he played quarterback his whole career in high school. and he gets to college and he just makes a better, you know, defensive back. So Joe Mueller, another big recruit in Madison today, he is a tight end slash defensive end. That's just great. That's so he's a big kid. We'll put it that way. Another player who could earn a walk-on opportunity from Wisconsin, Joe Mueller of Madison Memorial High School, is making the short trip to Camp Randall. Just take the bus down there or something. Got a field goal kicker, Kyle Condrey, down there. He's rated as a 5-star kicker. And Connery is one of the top kickers in the Midwest. Some argue that he is the best kicker in the Midwest. I know we don't think much about special teams, but you sure do when it's overtime. You sure do when they miss them. Looks like Kyle would make a good fit for the Badgers here. Safety Johnny Schmidt is also down there today. Another walk-on candidate. He's out of St. Rita High School in Illinois. The safety, Johnny Schmidt, is visiting today. He's got some lower-level offers from Illinois and Kansas, but has made it known that he would really like to play in Madison. And just a couple more here that I wanted to touch on, because there's a ton of kids there today. But this is one, probably the most interesting one of all of the batch of kids that are there. 2023 quarterback Tak Taoka from Waukesha South High School in Wisconsin, of course. He's going to be on campus. He's a tremendous athlete. Could project to play quarterback or another position in college. But a lot of us that have seen him play in high school, and you know, when you see these kids, I don't know about anybody else, but I see them like an inch or two taller and 10 to 20 more pounds on them. I'm looking at more their instincts. Their quick reactions, or for a quarterback, how quickly is he getting rid of that ball? What is it? Where is his feet planted? His back foot planted when he's getting rid of it? This kid has all those things. Could be a walk-on candidate. Could get a scholarship from another MAC school or something like that. But let's hope he stays in Wisconsin. Let's go ahead and take a phone call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a couple items and one wanted to buy. First of all, for sale. Murray Riding Lawnmower, the 17.5 horsepower auto drive, the 46-inch deck. It's got a 3-bag grass catcher. It comes with instruction manual, an extra never-used belt, and new blades. And I'm asking $185. Then I have a Simplicity 860 SE walk behind snowblower. It's a 2-stage with electric start, 5 speeds forward and 2 speeds reverse. It's got instruction manual included. That's an 8 horsepower, and I want $150 for that. Then wanted to buy 6.5 or 7 foot by 10 or 12 trailer. I want it like a black steel or aluminum. I don't want wood. And my number is 715-421-2168.
421-2168.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, sir. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
If you're interested in any of those items, the lawnmower, the snowblower, or if you can help them out with the trailer, give them a call. 715-421-2168. 421-2168. Let's take another call. Let's go a little bit in the extra innings here. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, I'm having a yard garage sale today at 331 16th Street South until 6 o'clock, and tomorrow from 10 o'clock till 6. I have women's and girls' clothing and men's and boys' T-shirts, various other items, and that's all.
Okay, we'll send some people your way to 331 16th Street South.
Yeah, between Apple and Peach Street.
All right. You have a good day and have a good sale.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yard sale, garage sale going on at 331 16th Street South until 6 o'clock today and 10 to 6 tomorrow. Stop on by there, see some great deals. Take a break, come back, get into our news and notes or mailbag items, take some more of your phone calls. It's live radio. Who knows what can happen? Come back soon here on Over the Back Fence at WFHR. Thank you, Jennifer, for the weather update. It is 65 in Stevens Point, 60 in Marshfield, 59 in Wausau, and as Jen said, 63 here in Wisconsin Rapids. Hope you all are having a good Saturday out there. It sure is beautiful out. Nice weather. Football weather, if you will. Raking weather, if you will, as we send a shout-out to our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, having their Day of Caring Day today. Hope it's going well for everybody out there. We'll get into some other stuff going on in our area, as well as our news and notes, our mailbag items, dive into all that. First, a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm having a yard sale of garden equipment mainly, and everything is from $1 to $5, and it's at 3100 3rd Street South, and it starts at noon today till 4 o'clock.
Okay. So that is a yard sale at 3100 3rd Street South?
Yes, yeah. I've got wash tubs and some shelving, some pegboard, odds and ends.
And you said noon till 4?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll send some people your way.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Have a good sale and a good weekend. Another yard sale for you at 3100 3rd Street South, noon to 4. Stop on over there. Let's see. Let's go ahead and start off our news and notes and mailbag items and dive right into the mailbag first. Wanted to buy Tri-City directories of Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, and Nakusa. Help them out with that at 715-423-3775. That's 423-3775. For sale, a gun case 44 inches long, $5. About 100 DVDs, some Blu-rays, $1 each. And Halloween items, one light-up pumpkin. $5 for all of these at 715-421-1020, 421-1020. For sale, men's hunting clothing, including Cabela's Dry Plus, Scentlock, and Mad Dog Silent Shadow Rainwear. Fall and winter weight, jackets, pants, bibs, and accessory items. Includes real tree, hardwoods, mossy oak, breakup, etc. All in good or like new condition. Sizes XL to 2XL. Price to sell at $5 to $60. Also have some blaze orange, new winter bibs, and shell weight jackets and pants. Located in the Wisconsin Rapids area, south of Walmart. Interested, you can give them a call at 423-4822. 423-4822, or their cell phone, 570-8577, 570-8577. The following items listed for sale are located in Marshfield. They'll need to be removed from a second-floor apartment. Removal and transportation will be the responsibility of the purchasing party. Cash sales only. For sale, a queen-size sleeper sofa in excellent condition from a smoking home, $20 or best offer. A dinette set table, 41 by 42, with four chairs and one leaf, $30 for that. And five-shelf wooden bookcase in very good condition for $15, or best offer. For more information or to schedule an appointment to see these items, give them a call at 715-213-0054, 213-0054. I have someone selling a collection of Baston collectibles. I know how to say that. I'm not saying it right. 715-451-3067. 451-3067. And finally in our mailbag, two recliner rocking chairs, one brown, the other tan, no pets or no smoking, $99 each or best offer, at 715 715-225-2216. That's 715-2216. Good morning, on over the back fence.
Yes. I have a garage sale at 410 Cardinal Street in Buren, and I have a dresser and bookcase. I also have early childhood education curriculum books. So the address is 410 Cardinal Street.
And how late's it going?
Well, I'm starting out at 10 o'clock, and I go until 4.
Okay. All right. And that's at 410 Cardinal Street in Buren.
Right.
Sounds good. We'll send some people your way.
Okay, real good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck with the sale. Have a great weekend. Garage sale at 410 Cardinal Street in Buren from 10 to 4. Diving into our news and notes now. And I know, if there's one advantage to it getting colder out there, orange cone season has to end, right? Right? So we'll get into that in a moment when we get into some street closing. First, let's take some phone calls. Good morning, you're on the air.
Anybody hear anything about the...
It's really hard to hear you with the radio on in the back, sir.
Working on it, yeah. Anybody hear anything about the Choose to Reuse out of Grand Rapids later?
I have not heard anything from them in a while. We reached out a while ago, and I'm sure that they will get back to us as soon as when they know if and when it's going to happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. Appreciate the call. 424-2600. Join the conversation. Getting into some street closures in the Wisconsin Rapids area. Fremont Street will be closed for road and utility reconstruction. Work will continue over the next couple months between 7th Avenue North and 10th Avenue North. Hoping to have that wrapped up by the end of the month. And West Grand Avenue between West Riverview Expressway and 6th Avenue North will be closed to through traffic due to Stage 2 of the street reconstruction project at West Jackson Street between West Riverview Expressway and Jackson Street Bridge. That is expected to be closed until early November. West Jackson Street between the Jackson Street Bridge and 4th Avenue South is set to open, or it is open, and should stay open, in theory. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have a hearing aid or a game ear, they could call them, for hunt purposes, of course, or other. But they're brand new. They were used three times, basically, and they were 250 brand new. I'll let them go for $50. They've been sitting around here for a couple of years, so. Anybody interested, can you call us at 715-540-8078 and enjoy the weekend.
You too, sir. Thanks for the call. 540-8078, number to call if you're interested in those hearing aids. 715-540-8078. Continuing with the mailbag. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce started a pantry food drop-off box for Focus, formerly known as SWEP's Food Pantry, for the Thanksgiving holiday season. Donation bins will be at the Commerce office at 1120 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. This is going to run until November 16th at the end of the business day. If you are able to, greatly encourage you and appreciate you donating to this cause. Make sure that we have no hungry families out there. Good morning on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, good morning. I have a 36-inch range hood for sale. It's a bone. It's brand new. Asking $50 on that.
All right.
715-387-3183. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you. Interested in that 36-inch range ahead, range hood, give him a call. 715-387-3183. 387-3183. Keep those calls coming, everybody. I'm loving this. Remember, Seth and I have a competition going on here. Who can get the most calls on Over the Back Fence now? So you guys just got to keep on helping me here. We're almost to 10. We're right there. The Clark County Forestry and Parks ATV, UTV, and off-road motorcycle trails close for the season beginning November 1st. If weather conditions allow, trails may reopen again for use starting on December 15th. Please note that UTVs are not allowed on snowmobile ATV trails from December 15th through March 31st. Clark County trails are subject to periodic closure. For updates on recent closures and or openings, contact the Forestry and Parks Department at 715-743-5140, 715-743-5140. St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kellner at 8020 South Park Road has their fall harvest and bake sale happening. It's going on right now. Yeah, it's going till 2. They got a barbecue luncheon that's serving. Top quality homegrown produce, canned and frozen fruits and veggies, jams and jellies, homemade soup, baked goods and more. And a theme basket raffle going on. All of that happening until 2 o'clock. Until 2 today at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church at 8020 South Park Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Another great local event coming up in just a moment. First, let's have a phone call. Good morning on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I was calling this morning to see if there was anybody in the Rudolph area that might have some garden scraps for pigs.
Hmm.
To feed pigs.
Yeah.
It'd be 715-952-2128. The stuff they're going to throw out, you know, they'll eat it.
Yeah, the pigs will make good use of it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the call. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
715-952-2128. 952-2128. See, you can give her a call if you have any of those garden scraps that could help her and her pig friends out there. Okay, I got to call myself on that one. Did anybody else catch the city kid trying to act like he knew what he was talking about there? Oh, yeah, pigs will eat that. Like I know what I'm talking about. Like, I think that they will. I tried to sound like I knew what I was talking about there for a second. I got to call myself out on it, though. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Comrades are over next door raking this morning.
Oh, I thought so. Okay. Good to hear. Oh, good to hear. Good to hear that they're out there. Thanks for the update. That's some good journalism by you. That's good reporting by you, Gary. Thank you for that.
And the little girl, where's the boss today? She said, you mean that guy with that funny looking guy with that hair, no?
That'd be me. Yes. That's pretty much how I'm known, I think. It's on my business cards now. It's up.
He said he upped it here 2 years ago.
Good people over there. You got some good people over in that neighborhood, Gary. That's good to hear. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you for the call. I have to get to break here. Running a little long, but we got to get a break. And worth it. Your phone calls are always worth it, you guys. I didn't even realize it's already 11:40. Jeez, where's the show gone? We still got some mailbag stuff to get into, plenty more. Before we go to break, I did want to remind everybody the Spirit Walk at Historic Point Boss happening tonight. Enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, guided tours. All going from 6 to 8:30 tonight. The last group will leave at 8:30. Keep that in mind. Take a guided lantern-lit walk around historic Point Boss. Learn the past from citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about their experiences and their version of haunted history. And fun haunted history, not like scary boo history. Just really interesting. It's fun for the entire family. One of the great things when you purchase a ticket with them, whether it's a $5 adult ticket, a $2 student ticket, whatever it is, you're putting right back into the community of Nakusa, putting it into the people over at Historic Point Boss and helping keep history alive. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great time. Get on out there if you can. Spirit Walk at Historic Point Boss tonight from 6 to 8:30. And if you can't make it tonight, Saturday, October 29th, 6 to 8:30. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. We have two rocker recliners for sale. You gave the wrong number. That would be 715-424-2216. That'd be...
That's the number I have here, 424-2216.
Okay, I thought you read 422.
Hmm. 424-2216. But you got it in there again, so that's a plus.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
Sure.
Have a good weekend. We will take a break right here. We'll come back and take some more phone calls, get some more news and notes out there, and who knows what else. It's live radio. It's Over the Back Fence on Saturday at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Let's take a dive into more of our news and notes here on Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, 11:45 on the clock. Trunk or Treat happening tomorrow from 1 to 3:30 at St. Luke's Lutheran Church at 2011 10th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, hosted by St. Luke's Youth. Visit the decorated vehicles for treats in the south parking lot, free hot dogs, chips, and hot chocolate in the shelter house. Please bring a non-perishable food item for the food pantry. That is greatly appreciated. Have a hauntingly good time. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I have for sale two ladies' winter jackets, size large. One is kind of green and white. It's a Columbia style, and it's got a hood. And the other one is a large kind of a camouflage with a hood. And they're both very lined and very warm. I just want $20 each.
Okay.
And if they want to phone 715-886-4677 after 1 o'clock today.
After 1, call 886-4677.
Yeah, thank you very much, and have a good weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Again, if you're interested in those two ladies' jackets, winter jackets, I should say, 715-886-4677, 886-4677. Just a couple of more news and notes I want to touch on really quick here. The, Lincoln High School has their orchestra Halloween concert tomorrow at 6 in the Performing Arts Center at LHS. There will be a costume parade at the end of the concert for kids 6th grade and younger. There will be a haunted tunnel and cakewalk after the concert. Be sure to check this out, support these kids, and have a grueling good time. LHS Orchestra Halloween concert tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the Performing Arts Center at Lincoln High School. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, the lady that called in about the looking for food for her pigs, if she'd contact some of the grocery stores, because they got stuff that they have, they go through their products and you got to throw them away.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. We'll say maybe, hopefully she heard that, and maybe she'll give that a shot if she hasn't already. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that, sir. Thank you. It's a good tip. Keep those coming. You guys are awesome. Best listeners in radio. Just a couple more things to touch on in the news and notes bag. Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, every Wednesday at 6:30. Our good friends at the Elks Lodge put so much into this community. Go over there, have a good time, and know that you're doing the same thing. Doors open at 5, bingo starts at 6:30. You have food available. Get, clear your throat. Get ready to yell, bingo! At the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesdays at 6:30. And the Neighborhood Table provides to-go meals every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 at 411 Garfield Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They have a limited number of meals available, so reservations should be made online by going to theneighborhoodtable.org, all one word, theneighborhoodtable.org. If you have no internet access, you can give them a call at 715-422-1980. Be sure to leave your name, phone number, number of meals you're requesting, and be sure to thank them. And you want to call before noon on Thursday. That is usually the cutoff time. We, starting next week, probably starting Wednesday next week, we have all the trick-or-treat times for all of our local areas. Got a bunch of Halloween parties going on we want to tell you about. So all these things happening. We'll get to all of those things for you. Probably, like I said, starting Wednesday. Man, October went fast, didn't it? I know. Already going into the final week of October. And that's a little melancholy, maybe. There's also some exciting things about it. Not just Halloween, but the American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin. They open their doors every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. And let me look at the calendar. Yep, fourth Wednesday of the month coming up. They do this from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshment provided at no cost. Sponsorship and funding provided by local businesses and individuals. Big thank you to our friends over at the Elks Lodge, at the VFW Post 2534, all of our veterans, all the people that make this happen. Enjoy the cafe this week, everybody. This Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take our final break of the hour, come back and take you to the top of the hour with nothing but phone calls and fun here on Over the Back Fence at WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here at Over WFHR, 11:54 on the clock. I hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. Handful of minutes to take us right up to noon, where we'll get to some CBS news. And after that, it is the Saturday tailgate music party fun time on WFHR. We don't have a name for it yet, okay? All right, we're working on it. We're workshopping it, okay? we're going to fill the next that 12 to 12:30 with a bunch of fun music to get you ready for your Wisconsin Badgers homecoming today in Madtown. Wisconsin taking on Purdue. Big Big Ten West Division matchup. Got to get the W today, everybody. Got to get that W. Find out how it all goes down right here at WFHR. Again, our coverage of the Badger game will start right at 12:30. And I can tell you this, on Monday's Playmakers, we'll be certainly talking about it. Be sure to join us this Monday for Playmakers. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the games. Call us with your sports thoughts and feelings. We know you got them. Randy Paul won't be able to be with us this Monday. It may just be you and I. Or maybe we'll bring Seth in. We'll find out. Either way, it's going to be a fun time. I can guarantee you that. Plenty to talk about as we are, of course, going through the MLB playoffs. NFL season going through another week. College football going through another week. Plenty of high school stuff going on. I mean, I don't know. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk track and field? You want to talk volleyball? Whatever. It's your show. Call up and join the conversation. I want to just send a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out, sponsoring Playmakers. Big thank you to them. And looking at the rest of our lineup for the week. Morning show going to be fun. We got some great stuff going on this week. We'll kick it off on Monday. Melissa will be with us. I believe Beth will be too. We'll find out together. Melissa is going to be joining us throughout the week. Seth and Mel will have together as well. On Tuesday, special show in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to welcome in our good friend Rock Larson from Wood County Veteran Services. Rock has joined us many times over on Morning Magazine. Talk about the Veteran Symposium. Really want to get into that with Rock. If you have not heard about it, the Veterans Toxic Exposure Symposium will be this October 22nd. 26th. I'm so sorry. October 26th. It is October 22nd. Again, this is coming up on October 26th, this coming Wednesday, when Rock will be joining us in the morning in the 9 o'clock hour. The Veterans Toxic Exposure Symposium will go on with two sessions, one at 2, one at 6, over at McMillan Public Library at 409 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out what is in the SFC Health Heath Robinson Honoring Our Promises to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act of 2022. Going to be addressing expanded presumptive disabilities, expanding who was exposed, Agent Orange, burn pits, particle matter, to atomic Vietnam era and global war on terror era veterans and their survivors. This is sponsored by our great friends at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 and Wood County Veterans Office. If you know somebody that could really be benefited from this information and taken into this symposium, really encourage you to encourage them to attend. And again, the symposium is going to be October 26th with a session at 2 and a session at 6. Be sure to join us this Wednesday at 9 o'clock hour, about 9:06. Our good friend Rock Larson will join us from the Wood County Veterans Services. On Friday, we got Terry John sitting in with us. Good to have the band back together. We'll have a fun morning show and get you ready for the weekend. And, of course, we'll have not only Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club, but Culver's Star of the Day. That's going to be exciting. Looking forward to that. Morning Magazine for the week. Tuesday, we'll kick things off with Katie Wright from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And in part two, we'll catch up with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. On Wednesday, Lance Pibble, Wood County Board Chairman, will be in along with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Part two, Carla will join us from the ODC. On Thursday, Keely from True Grace will join us, thanks to our friends at Family Natural Foods. Laura Huber from 4-H will be there in part two from UW Extension. On Friday, we will wrap things up with our friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. Rhonda James will join us, Nutrition Program Director. And then we'll talk with our friends at the Arts Council in part two, Sally Kistner, Eric Britnocker, previewing the next show going on with our friends at the Arts Council. And a big shout out and thank you to them. Again, stick around, everybody. Next half an hour, we'll have some tailgate college football music for you. And by that, I mean just music that's, you know, high energy. That's coming up for you right after CBS News from 12 to 12:30, leading you into your Wisconsin Badgers taking on Purdue in Wisconsin, in Madison today. Our coverage will start at 12:30. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Cannot wait. It's going to be a good game. Stick around. We got more coming up right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.